Hi there, it's Karen Dale again speaking to you from my home, imagining all of you in your homes listening to me. I'm remembering the faces of those that I know, and I'm aware that there might well be folk listening who I've never met before. In these uncertain times, we're all remembering what we did in past Easters, knowing that it's going to be very different this year. I invite you to also remember the last week of Jesus's life, a week of gut-wrenching loss and betrayal, a time of denial, humiliation, and a sentence of death by crucifixion, when the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, the earth shook and the rocks split apart. Nothing would be the same from that moment on. And life will not be the same after we come through this time of the COVID-19 virus's lethal spread across the globe. How do we respond when these seismic shifts happen? I'm going to share with you a story. It's a true story, one which Chuck Mayer relates in his book entitled Dying Church, Living God. It's entitled Make a New One. Sometime in the early 1970s, the president of AT&T called all his managers into a large room for an emergency meeting. Attendance was mandatory. As you can imagine, speculation ran high as to what the announcement was going to be. Perhaps there was a new breakthrough in technology. Perhaps a disastrous quarter of the stock market had caused immediate downsizing. Perhaps somebody important had resigned or even died. They could tell by the grim look on his face that something very serious was about to be revealed. When all were seated, the president went to the podium and said, "The telephone as you know it no longer exists." Well, muffled giggles rippled across the room. What kind of game was this? They all knew that he must be wrong. Every single person in the room had used a phone this morning. He continued, "Anyone who doesn't believe that statement can leave this room right now. Pick up your final paycheck on the way out of the building." A sober silence prevailed. No one left. They just stared. "Your job today," he continued, "is to invent one." So they all broke into small teams and spent the rest of the time together coming up with ideas for a new phone. Some people wanted one without a cord. Others wanted one that they could use in their car or carry around with them all the time. Still others wanted to know when another call was coming in, or to be able to forward calls to another number, or even to be able to see the person at the other end. All told, there were about 60 different ideas that distinguished this phone that they were going to be inventing with the one that they had used that morning. Many of these items are now the kind of features that we just take for granted. So perhaps these times that we're living through right now make it easier to think about something that no longer exists. We are temporarily not able to meet in our churches right now. Synagogues, temples, mosques are all closed. Perhaps this time of closures makes it possible to do what Chuck Mayer asks of us. He asks us to imagine turning up for church and finding an empty lot, just as the women found an empty tomb. In our puzzlement, we ask, as the women did, how can this be? In the background, we hear God's laughter saying, "Given the world the way it is, given the devastating problems, but also the incredible possibilities, the real question is, how can it not be?" Then God looks us right in the eye and says, "Make a new one." May it be so.